What about this issue of 1B disease? Can you kind of review that controversy? It doesn't seem like there's that much that's come out now in the last couple of years.
There's data from Europe that was presented at ASCO last year, again suggesting no benefit for patients with 1B. I find, you know, the data is the data, and one can't fight it as much as you think or that it makes sense or not. From a biological standpoint, I find difficult to understand why there would be such a cutoff based on intraparenchymal lymph node involvement. I mean, you're not treating that. That has been removed. It's part of the pathology now. What you're treating is the micrometastatic disease. In patients that have a large 1B, they have a substantial chance of relapse of their disease. Why would there be a different biological behavior of the micrometastatic disease from a patient that has a large 1B tumor versus a 1 lymph node involvement in N1 disease? I find that difficult to understand. So in patients that have tumors that are above 4 centimeters and that are candidates for full-dose cisplatin chemotherapy, we talk about it. We discuss it. I present the data, and I let the patient be well-informed and make the decision that they are most comfortable with.
Yeah, I guess when you think about it, for example, in breast cancer, there used to be the dichotomy between node positive, node negative, but in the long run, it turned out to be a problem with events, you know, not enough events with the lower risk situation. That kind of what you think is going on here?
Well, again, there are plenty of events on large 1B, much more than the cutoff of perhaps 1 centimeter of a poorly differentiated breast cancer. So, yes, perhaps if we had a larger trial, we would be able to detect these differences. But from a biological standpoint, again, as I explained, I find it difficult to imagine why the micrometastatic disease would behave differently.